if you're a business that has a website, this next story is for you. Have you heard of the term SEO? Do you know what SEO or search engine optimization is? Well, simply put, it's a marketing discipline focused on growing visibility in organic search engine results. So that means it's free. Search engine optimization combines both the technical and creative elements required to improve rankings, drive traffic, and increase awareness in search engines. Now, if you want some tips on how to do this, because I know I need a little help with mine, that's why I've asked Harry Nicolaitis, Senior Product Manager for Digital Solutions from Net Registry, to come on in and give us some tips. Harry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on, Tanya.
Now, look, I just want to start quickly back at the beginning. How do search engines work?
Look, I think that, putting it simply, they're wanting to make sure that they can connect potential visitors to the most relevant content. So as long as you are working towards get the most relevant content on your website for your visitors, then you're going to have a high probability of getting the right customers to your website. So it's about maximizing the ability for you to get found online by taking that approach.
So as a website, I'm a business that's just opened. I've got my website ready to go. And let's say, for example, I'm an e-commerce site, so I want to sell things. So I'm selling fashion. Mm-hmm. What do I need to consider if I'm selling, and say kids' clothes, let's go to kids' clothes. What do I need to consider when I'm looking at content so it becomes attractive to a search engine?
So you want to make sure that you put in some relevant copy around what people that would be searching for those keywords would want to find. So that means ideally you'd be writing some regular copy around, you know, for kids' clothes, what are some common types of material that you should, you know, potentially watch out for, or good materials. These are the type of things that people would be looking for and then potentially would say, well, hey, I want to buy something from this website because it's got some great clothes for my child, hypothetically. But so content is really important. Content is kind of king. I'd say as well, making sure that you've got some great images, that's going to really help with your ranking as well. If you don't have some good images for those products, then that's important. On top of it as well, making sure that you've got SEO-friendly URLs. So you don't want to have...
So what's a URL?
So URL is basically, let's say that you've got kids clothing in ultimo.com.au. You want to make sure that everything that appears after that is really relevant to what you're looking at in terms of a product. So you'd have / kids clothing, ages 8 to 12, etc. The problem is that a lot of the websites that come out by default, or if you have a web developer that builds your website, they may not have search engine optimization in mind. And what we find is that several SMBs that come to us is they have very long, unyieldy links that actually can't be well indexed by search engines. So it's important to make sure that you have SEO-friendly URLs. And then, of course, on the page, you've got some good images on that page that are, you know, relevant to it, a good description about the product as well. That will help in terms of getting indexed on search engines.
So in terms of search engine optimization, it's not just my website, it's every page on my – so every page of my website needs to be optimized, or is it just my landing page?
Every page. Really, it's very labor intensive, but you need to make sure that you properly invest in doing every single page of your website and making sure that you've got relevant descriptions, relevant images for your potential customers.
And in terms of with the images, how does a search engine look at them? Because I see an image, but do I have to put a tag or anything behind that? How does a search engine look at that and say, oh, this is really great, it's relevant to what we're doing?
That's right. I mean, there is a lot of effort that you need to really invest to do things properly, because for every image, you really should put a description behind that image. If it's a blue, using the child's clothing example again, if there's a blue jumper for a child, then you should put in blue jumper ages 8 to 12, for example. That means that even if the image won't load, the search engine can read and understand what that is.
And in terms of the description, is it meant to be technical, or can it be nice and airy and emotive so that way it's attractive to a consumer? Because obviously a consumer looks at my website differently to how a search engine does. So
yes.
I'm trying to make two different people happy.
I think that you should always have the consumer in mind. And I think that if you take that approach, you're never going to go wrong, basically, because the intent behind what search engines are trying to do is make sure that they can find the most relevant information for consumers. So whether I would not take the technical approach in terms of defining what the image is, always keep it simple.
And tell me, can I overuse a term? And so that way it just exhausts it, so it's not liked?
Yeah, so you want to avoid keyword cramming, as it's also called in the industry. So you don't want to jam in a whole bunch of keywords around, you know, baby's clothing and, you know, children's clothing, etc. You want to make sure that it's actually really, truly relevant. It's going to help your customers. And that's the most successful websites we see ranked well in search engines, the one that actually really put in the time and effort to write articles around, you know, hazardous clothing for children, what ones to steer clear from, or ones that actually write helpful articles about, you know, which ones are most stretchy. Or, you know, that's not really my area of expertise, but you kind of get the idea that you want to make sure that it's relevant for people in that industry. So that's absolutely critical.
And I've just started. So let's say clothing stores just started. How long before I start to see traction and see results in terms of the content and getting that first page ranking? It does take time. So how long, what's a reasonable amount of time before you start seeing yourself on the first page?
It does take a long time. And that's the expectation that we set to a lot of clients when they first come on board is that you're not going to see page one rankings for your keywords of, you know, baby's clothing or children's clothing. And in fact, even for those keywords in particular, it's going to get ranking, it's going to be very difficult. You need to set your expectations because you've got big competitors out there in the industry that have got in-house SEO teams that are actually working on spending big dollars to rank well for those keywords. Instead, to set the right expectation for a new customer coming in saying that, hey, I want to get a high ranking on SEO for children's clothing, it would probably be minimum 6 months before you start getting some real tangible results. And that's through a keyword strategy that you'd go through to make sure that you're actually going more specific. So say that you've got a shop in Ultimo, you would actually work to optimize for baby's clothing in Ultimo. So get a little bit more specific than just baby's clothing, because that's really hard to rank well for. Similarly, if you actually have a physical store, then what I'd recommend is that you actually say that you claim that address online. So you've got a physical store location, and then that's going to help you get
found. And how do you claim that? How would you claim your address online? Is that through like Google My Business?
It's really simple, actually. You just go online either through that, or they've also got a really easy portal. All you need to do is just have your own email address and you can log in and just do it yourself. So it's not too hard to claim that. But yeah, Definitely in terms of timelines, it's really important to understand that it is a long-term journey. It's ongoing. It doesn't end from just doing it once, Tanya. You've got to keep doing it ongoing, keep writing regular, fresh content, because if you're not doing
it... This is the question. How often is a small business expected to refresh their content? Aside from getting new product in, and lucky fashion industry is fantastic because we have the seasons, mm-hmm. but if you're, let's say, for example, someone that sells flowers, for example, mm-hmm. And they've got their standard range, mm-hmm. How often are you expected to update content?
I'd say at a minimum, once a month, absolute minimum. Good practice would be once a week. And it doesn't have to be, using the flowers, for example, it doesn't necessarily... You just need to be careful about what you do. You don't want to write content that's not relevant. If it really is only relevant once a month, then just do it the once a month. But you want to make sure you're doing it regularly.
Can you cheat with social media and incorporate that into your website as part of your SEO, or does that not work?
Well, I think that you can leverage other platforms to make sure that, you know, you've got an online presence, because actually what it does is it talks to your online reputation and the fact that you're actually really engaged in your business. So if you're on social media and you're on other platforms as well, you're on forums helping others, and that's representing your business, that actually shows you're really highly engaged in the industry, and that will actually help your ranking. Tanya, you just touched on a point there, which is around what we call backlinks in the industry. And so backlinks is actually one of the key formulas that will actually help you get ranked well. So basically, it's a very simple concept. If you have got lots of if you've got lots of links from other authoritative websites to your website, that's going to help with your ranking. So, for example, you know, if you've got a link from a really credible fashion online website, an authority, to your website, as a small business, that's going to help you rank higher for those particular products.
We would need to get permission, though, to have those links featured on our website.
That's true. Or if they had written an article about you and they'd linked to your website, that would actually help your ranking in the search engines as well.
Now, in terms of search engine technology and how it progresses, how does a small business, or any business for that matter, keep on top of what's required?
This is a really tough one, actually. It's not simple, because There's so much happening in this space, and it's happening frequently. Fairly recently, there was a change that was made that actually meant that, you know, if your website wasn't mobile optimized, then you would actually be penalized in search engine ranking for that. And that's actually the driver behind that made a lot of sense, because it was saying that mobile adoption is increasing, and so more and more users are using mobile. Therefore, the search engine rationale was that, hey, we want to make sure that people that are using their mobile can have access to content on their mobile. But if you're a small business owner, you didn't know about this, and your website wasn't mobile optimized, then you would actually see, you know, your ranking lower and see less traffic coming through. So I think that, how do you keep on top of it? I think that it's really tough as an SMB, but there are a lot of free online resources that you can leverage, but you need to be proactive. You need to go and subscribe and make sure that you're on top of it. And, you know, let's face it, that takes a lot of time. And that's kind of why we always recommend to use a partner that is an expert in the industry, that can be, that is connected with the industry, that knows the changes that are happening, that when that change happened, for instance, our clients, we proactively went out and said, hey, this change is coming. We recommend that you have your website to be mobile optimized so that you don't see a reduction in your traffic. And actually, another example of that is that SSLs was another
And you need to explain what SSLs are.
Okay, yep. So it's basically when you go to a website and you see a gold padlock.
They're for e-commerce sites. So people that are actually accepting payments online via credit card.
Absolutely, yeah. Exactly right. And so if you go to an online store and you don't see that, then, you know, obviously you probably wouldn't want to buy from it because you wouldn't think it's secure. But also that will affect your ranking in search engines. So there are a lot of factors to consider around the search engine space, and to keep on top of it is very tough, and it actually requires a lot of time in order for you to, you know, tick all the boxes, so to speak.
Now, you touched on mobile devices as well as obviously laptops. Is there a different criteria for SEO for either, or so is it two separate tasks that you've got to undertake, or you can do it under the one big banner on your website?
You can do it. So what I would recommend is, you'd say you're a developer, make sure you build a responsive website. That means that whether it's a tablet, mobile phone, or a full desktop website, regardless of how a user is viewing the website, it will automatically render to best suit that device.
Now, in the old days, it's also important to have a sitemap visible for consumers. I haven't seen that around lately. Is that still important?
It is, but you need to be a little bit more, it's a little bit more sophisticated now in terms of how they rate you. So they will look at things like how your navigation is set up. And if it's easy to navigate on your website, then that's effectively like your sitemap. Similarly, they'll look at, or search engines will look at, how fast your page will take to load. And so if your page isn't loading in under a couple seconds, then that will also impact your ranking against the competitor. So yeah.
I know there are free resources online where you can actually check how quickly your website actually uploads. And I know that Google offers that service. The other question I had for you too was, in terms of the limitations that, and I guess it's a warning for us as a business, are there limitations that search engines have that we need to consider when we're looking at doing our optimization?
Limitations? What do you mean by that?
In terms of how they search through. So they don't understand text, they've got crawlers, but is there anything that I can potentially do on my website to make sure I get the most?
Oh, yeah. So absolutely. So, you know, for example, you wouldn't want to build your website to be really heavy in images without descriptions about what those images are. Flash, for example, you wouldn't want to build a website heavy in Flash. Again, that's hard for search engines to index and read through.
And video content as well?
Video content is yes and no, because video content is actually important to have some great videos on your website and images, because another factor that search engines will take into consideration is how long visitors are spending on your website. If they're coming to your website and leaving almost immediately, that's going to work against you. So they're actually looking at, well, search engines are looking at how long visitors are spending on your website, and videos is a great way to engage people on your website, provide helpful, informative topics. So if you're writing, if you've made a video on your fashion website, you know, helpful tips about possibly how to sew a jumper or pants or what have
or
you.
Fix a zipper or a button.
Exactly right. Helpful pieces of information. That's going to really help in terms of your ranking as well.
Now, lastly, before we sort of wrap up, top three tips. I've just come to you, Harry. I've got a lovely business out in Mudgee, and I have no idea how to get the optimization. So what are the first three things I need to do just to get me off the ground?
So as I was saying earlier, you know, really think about content. So content is king. Have a content strategy. Also make sure that you've got really clear SEO URLs, like we said earlier, so links on your website. And then lastly, I'd say make sure that you've got a fast website, so it's loading quickly.
And how do consumers interact with search engines?
Very simply. You know, they basically just say, hey, I've got a problem right now. If my shower head is broken, I'll say shower head repair. So if you're a plumber, you shouldn't be looking for keywords around, you know, plumbing more broadly. You want to be specific. Think about how your consumers are actually going to be looking for you and your business.
So I should be, when I'm doing my search, when I'm doing search engine optimization for my website, I need to be considering myself as a consumer, saying, what would I be looking for if I'm looking for my service, my product or service?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's critical. You've got to put your customer hat on. Think about what your customers will be thinking when they're looking for you. And that's sometimes quite hard to do.
And actually, going back to the kids' clothing, and people want things delivered now, so it'll be kids' clothing, 6 to 8 delivered, Ultimo, Mulaji, wherever the case may be. Well, Harry, I think that's all we've got time for. I'm really sorry because I've really enjoyed this conversation.
Thanks, Tanya. Me too.